Random House Audio presents Deary, The Remarkable Life of Julia Child by Bob Spitz. Read for you by Kimberly Farr. Prologue. Boston, Massachusetts, February 1962. Now, Deary, I will require a hot plate for my appearance on Professor Duhamel's program. Russ Morash, who had answered the telephone in a makeshift office he shared with the volunteers at WGBH-TV, was momentarily startled. Not so much by the odd request as by the odder voice. It had a quality he'd never heard before, tortured and asthmatic, with an undulating lyrical register that spanned two octaves. A woman's voice? Yes, he thought. Like a cross between Tallulah Bankhead and a slide whistle. With brusque Yankee economy, Morash tried to decode the caller's M.O. You want what? A hot plate, Deary, so I can make an omelet. Doesn't that beat all, he thought. A hot plate. An omelet. What kind of a stunt was this gal trying to pull? Morash had worked at the station for a little under 4 years, and in that time he had heard his share of doozies, but they were workaday doozies, what you'd expect to hear at Boston's educational television station. The principal clarinetist for the symphony orchestra needed an emergency reed replacement. A beaker broke during a science reporter rehearsal. Those were the tribulations that befell such an operation. But a hot plate? And an omelet. Well, from my...